This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've got a kid or two at home right now, odds are real good that kid is spending more time in front of a screen than might ordinarily be allowed. Some of that screen time is educational, one hopes. Some probably less so. But back in the 1960s, when an experimental, partially government-funded television show called Sesame Street went on the air, promising to help close the achievement gap in education, the idea that screens could teach at all seemed revolutionary. David Camp has a new book out on that subject. It's called Sunny Days, the Children's Television Revolution That Changed America. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kai. Glad to be here.
I suppose we have to start here by noting both the amazing timing of this book, but also the irony of a book about the importance of children's television at a time when more children than ever, I would be willing to bet, are spending multiples more hours in front of screens, right?
Absolutely, Kai. And it's a fair point because, well, first of all, putting out a book called Sunny Days in the middle of a pandemic is curious timing.
Yes.
All that aside, yeah, because my book starts with screens being this malign influence that all these parents are worried about. Our kids are addicted to television, which was, you know, kind of a novel thing still in the 60s. And now we're facing the same thing. Can screens, meaning the internet, meaning teleconferencing, be used to educate? And Sesame Street and the Electra Company, you know, which were conceived in the late 60s, are proof that it can be done, and perhaps it can be done again.
I will tell you, my mother, who I'm sure is listening to this interview, back when I was a kid, not in the 60s, but she would say, get away from the idiot box. It'll rot your brains. So I hear where you're coming from on that. So look, let's get quantitative about this. Did it work in its intended purpose?
I think it did. I mean, people often say that Sesame Street fell short of its goals because it didn't close the quote-unquote achievement gap between disadvantaged inner-city kids and suburban white kids. But the achievement gap, Joan Ganz Cooney, who's one of the co-creators of Sesame Street, said, put that aside. She said, we were wrong to tout that as one of our goals. But it's her partner in creating the show, Lloyd Morissette, said, any socially distributed good is not going to affect everyone equally. It's kind of like Social Security goes to rich people as well as poor people, but it does kind of offer a lift to everyone. So I would say yes, shows such as Sesame Street and the Electra Company offered uplift educationally. They proved that kids could learn reading and arithmetic by watching television.
So let's get back to where we started then. And with more kids learning from screens and televisions than ever before, even before this pandemic and us all being locked in our houses, what's the lesson maybe that we can take forward as this trend continues, right? Because it's not like the screens are going away.
Right. Kai, I think the lesson is rigorous preparation and preparedness. Because right now, with, you know, all these poor parents and all these poor teachers who are trying to muddle their way through this improvised solution to what are we going to do with the rest of the school year, Sesame Street, from conception to development, took about 3.5 years of preparation, consultation with child psychologists, working with educators and entertainment people too. It's sort of like we talk about pandemic preparedness. We're going to have educational preparedness where there's going to need to be more public investment and more rigorous preparation for online learning, making it effective and also making it fun.
Yeah, but to get back to the original purpose of these programs, right, which was in no small part to not cure, obviously, but ameliorate inequality in this society, we've got more haves now than we ever have and more have-nots. Does this change anything?
I think we are going to have to see more public investment in making sure that the have-nots have the same equipment. Because, you know, just like there are people who don't have laptops and high-speed internet access, back then, the Children's Television Workshop actually had kind of field service coordinators who made sure that there were televisions available to people in underserved neighborhoods. Con Ed, the utility in New York, would lend trucks to drive around poor neighborhoods with TV sets saying, here's Sesame Street, check it out. I think we're going to have to see a similar sort of initiative come from both the public and private sectors to promulgate online learning or part-time online learning anyway.
Right. David Camp, it's a book called Sunny Days, The Children's Television Revolution That Changed America. David, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.